Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's weather forecast. We have some weather advisories. We have a heat advisory in our tri-state region for today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, humid chance of a thunderstorm today, 90 to 95. Continued hazy hot, oppressively humid with thunderstorms tomorrow, mid-90s. Friday, partly sunny chance of a thunderstorm, lower 90s. And Saturday, partly cloudy chance of a thunderstorm, temperature around 90 degrees. We'll check Pat's forecast in just a few minutes. Superintendent Lisa Carter from Region 1 sent a letter and note home to family members in Region 1, writing to explain the update regarding expectations for the opening of the school year, explaining while they're still awaiting a final official set of reopening requirements, they can clarify the expectations regarding to wearing masks in school as of today. They've been informed by the staff at the Connecticut Department of Public Health and CSDE that the governor's executive order with respect to wearing masks in schools remains in place, such that everyone must wear masks regardless of vaccination status while inside certain settings such as schools and childcare, pursuant to an order from the Connecticut Department of Public Health. And Region 1 has been told that this order will remain in place at least until September 30th, and that the governor will decide in the coming weeks whether or not to extend the order until later in the school year. Thus, all Region 1 students and staff will be required to wear masks in school, as was the practice last year. They will hold community meetings for families to present all the information with respect to the start of the school year during the week of August 23rd. Watch for communication from the school principals about specific dates for your school's meeting. New York school opening replans are in turmoil. New York's back-to-school season has rapidly descended into a chaotic scramble to finalize COVID-19 precautions under the cloud of uncertainty cast by Delta variant, from pandemic-weary parents clashing over potential mask mandates to school officials bracing for last-minute policy changes, hurdles abound for the return to in-person learning this fall. And the dire push to gauge the highly contagious Delta variant's threat to students and teachers is unfolding amid almost daily revelations impacting the reopening of schools. Dutchess County Fair is back for this year. And so is the New York State Fair. Meanwhile, the New York State Fair will require masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. Masks will be required inside all buildings during the 18-day event, according to Onondaga County announcement statement on Tuesday. County Executive Ryan McKen signed an executive order mandating everybody older than 2 years old wear a mask indoors at the fair. The fair runs August 20th through September the 6th. Sandusfield, Massachusetts, the town hall shakeup continues. The tax collector has now resigned. The shakeup at the town hall continued with a fifth departure just over 2 months as officials work to understand financial irregularities, create new systems, and hire a new town administrator. Treasurer tax collector Teresa Sponholz attended her resignation at the board's regular meeting. Her last day is August 31st, and select board chairman George Riley will not step in as interim town administrator since it would run afoul of the state's conflict of interest laws. The town's attorney said Riley could continue to act as de facto administrator until a new one is hired. Some meetings coming up this week in Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission at 5:30. In Falls Village, a regular meeting of the Rec Commission at 7. Sheffield has a meeting on the Planning Board at 7 p.m. On Thursday in Cornwall, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting. Free vaccination clinic is coming up August 12th from 3 till 7 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Free COVID-19 vaccinations. Walk-ins are welcome. No appointment required. Individuals age 12 plus are welcome. The Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available as options. Bring a health insurance card and a photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or an ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for a lack of insurance or ID. GEAR is holding another one of their free concerts on Thursday evening at the back lawn of the GEAR Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Coming up this Thursday, Holy Moses Band. Sunset Music Series continues also on Thursday. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. Coming up this Thursday, the Nathaniel Hintz Band. In Sharon on Thursday, the Sewer and Water Commission meets at 7 p.m. COVID vaccinations at the library of Rolof Jansen Community Library on Friday from 10:30 till 12. The Columbia County Health Department will be on hand to give COVID vaccinations to any eligible county residents. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A food drive-through free food distribution happens Friday, August 13th, 10 till 5 p.m. at Our Lady of Hope Parish, State Route 22 in Copaic. Fridays on the Green continues in Norfolk. Summer events on the Village Green coming up this Friday. Live music and art with Mike Cobb and Hilary Van Wright, presented by the Bautel PTO. The Sharon Sprint Triathlon will be held on Saturday at 8 a.m., offering challenging courses for the triathlon veterans and a small-town charm, making it approachable for first-timers as well. Encouraging team and youth participation, the event is held each summer on the second Saturday in August. Participants can register at active.com. August Fest in the Village, a fundraiser for the Hunt Library, in place of auction in the Village on Sunday from 4 till 6 p.m. Bratz Brews, a silent auction, live Patsy Cline and other music by Kane Clawson and Country Jam. Tickets are $30, $5 for children under 12. You can order at thehuntlibrary.org or at the library itself. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Valley Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee. Insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, valleyinsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 35,264.67. The NASDAQ at 14,788.09, and the S&P 500 at 4,436.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.